He's my uncle.
Do you have a relationship?
Oh, yeah, yeah, all the time, before games, after games. He's one of them guys that, keeps me motivated, keeps me confident in my game, and tell me, what I might need to do better as a player, and, just be there for me.
Is the reason you're at
Pitt? One of the reasons, yeah.
What kind of advice has he given you as far as this whole process and NFL
general? Just be patient. It's a long process. Just be patient, and have fun with it. And them is the basic words he told me. The same thing. Took me through a couple questions. That guys might ask me out here, and basically told me the same words. Just be relaxed, be yourself, and go out there and have fun. Yes, I love to get up in people's face and, jam them and, disrupt receivers' routes.
How many times would you say you've
been
people's
None. it's just something, I'm not a cocky guy. I'm just real confident about my game. And when I want people to look at Darrell Revis, I want them to look at under the categories is he never gets beat. And that's one of the things I take to heart, and I work well at it too.
Is that why you came up?
Huh?
Is that why you came up?
I had to wait for my grade too. I went through a whole process. I didn't even know if I was going to come out or not. Until, I sat down with Coach Wanstead and my family, and we went through the process. I was still enrolled in school. I waited for my grade, and it came back. First round, second round grade, and I told Coach Wanstead that I'm gonna take the jump.
Could you have gotten better staying
in college? Yeah. It's always you can always get better as a football player, but to me, I just think I've done enough at the University of Pittsburgh. It's not nothing wrong with Coach Wanstead and his schemes or what we was doing at Pitt. I think it was just time for me to go. Yeah, at first, in camp, I wasn't very comfortable with it. Coach Juan said, and Coach Rose told me to try it out, and, just told me to go out there and play off my ability, and that's what I did. I played off my ability. Basically, I started getting comfortable. Sometimes at practice, one practice, I'll stay on the left side the whole time, and then another practice, I'll go to the right side and I'll be there for the whole time. Basically, yeah. I mean, once you play one side for a long time, you get so comfortable in breaking off this foot. And, I wanted to get my game, comfortable where if either side I go, I can be comfortable breaking off either foot.
So what do you attribute your
I can't hear you.
What do you attribute
your return? Just coming out there early before practice, getting time in. Coach Partridge is basically one of the main guys that I attribute just working hard in special teams, man. Getting there early, watching film, even watching film on teams that punt, and trying to find some I can accomplish.
As physical as you are as a corner, do you think that the 5-yard contact rules will be adjusted
to
the next level?
No, I know a lot of guys, just like me, had to adjust, to the NFL. And that's one of the things I'm going to have to do is adjust. You got to get your hands off at the 5 yards and run with the guys.
How much film would you watch before the game?
On a punt team, probably about four times. Me and Coach P. Just me and Coach P. I watched the film.
Can you ever have a better day on the football field than you did in the state championship? Possible? Ever?
I don't know. I mean, I probably can. At the state game, I didn't even know, man. I was so focused on trying to get a win, trying to get a championship, and it hit me after the game when all these reporters was coming up to me saying I scored 5, and I wouldn't even in a moment to think I scored 5 touchdowns.
What about against Punt Return Darrell? How many times have you rewatched that? How much have you heard
it? I watched it a couple times, not a lot. Maybe about 5 to 10 times, but it's crazy. I don't know, man. I sit there and pump fake. I don't remember doing that. And I got a couple guys, you know, to stand still. And Kendrick made a great block, man. And I don't know. I say I got field speed. People tell me I don't run fast. It don't look like I'm running fast. But once you play against me and I'm out there on the field, you might not catch me. I don't know. That's just how I feel about my speed.
So what are you gonna run here?
I'm not running here.
Did you block the field goal and return this, or you just picked
it up? A state game? No, it was another player. I just picked it up and ran with it.
Yeah, it was.
I remember, you know, I wasn't going to pick up the ball, but we did this drill in practice in high school where if the ball is behind the line, if you block a ball, just pick it up and run. And that's what I did.
Darrell, under two big games this year, WB and Louisville, I think you were thrown at one time in the game. Did that contribute? Did you still get bored in the college game?
Yeah, it was a little boring. What I had to do as a player is, don't put pressure on yourself, you know, because the ball's not throwing your way. Just go out there and try to make plays doing different things, showing different aspects of my game. And one of them was tackling. Basically getting up in there and tackling big running backs and, just making key tackles.
Wait, when you guys played Cincinnati, did they throw you at all, or there was some status on that?
They tried to throw one streak, and it was incomplete. And then after that, they threw to my side at the end of the game, and I picked it off and scored. Yeah. I had it in my hand, and I seen where I was at, and it was already four. I knew it was fourth down, so I just dropped the ball. And Coach Wanstead said that was a great play. That's not being selfish. I could have easily got the pick and made my stats higher, but it would have been bad for our offense. You know. Going what 99 yards, 98 yards. So, I'm not a selfish player. I love to win, man. That's what I love to do. And guys around me, I hope feel the same way. You know, and those are the type of guys you want on your ball club. Is guys who win don't need to be selfish. I mean, this football, you're gonna make plays. But it's just making plays as a whole unit. I don't know. Maybe 10 to 15, maybe in there.
How many interceptions?
Only two.
So you went 2 for 15 or something?
Yeah.
Did you get frustrated while the rest of your secondary is just getting worse all
year? No. I mean, you get mad, I miss a couple of tackles. HB yelled at me before, because it's just our teammates, we believe in each other so much, we know we can make the play, but if we don't make it, then that's when guys get a little heated.
Do you have any basketball rights?
I had a couple small Division I basketball scholarships. I was thinking about going to Western Kentucky. I was thinking about going there, but I changed my mind. Yeah. No, it was just a play that happens one in a million times, man. It's just one of them plays.
You had found out at wedding that Josh Lay was your second cousin.
Yes, but actually it was a funeral. It wasn't a wedding. It was a funeral. Yeah. I'm not. Ty Law, man, he's a great player. I got his number. You know, he told me to call him anytime I want, just to take anything I can. Basically, I'm a learner. I'm trying to be a sponge, trying to get anything I can, you know, technique-wise, coming into the NFL.
Couple more guys. Who's your agent, Jerome?
Neil Swartz. Neil Swartz and Feinsod. Jonathan Feinsod.
And what about Atrus? Do you have
talking to him? No, not yet. I think I have one. I think after this, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard from him yet.
Nobody's talked to him yet?
Nope. With hard work and preparation, yeah. I think I'm one of them guys that I'm aggressive, man. I mean, the worst thing that the receivers do not like is, you know, when defensive backs, you know, get aggressive, get up in your face, and reroute their routes. It takes them longer. I mean, if you don't touch a receiver, he run down the field, then he's eventually going to make a play. I mean, you're not putting your hands on him. So that's what kind of mind state I'm in, just being an aggressive guy at this next level and, you know, putting my hands and getting after it on guys.
Last one.